Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
No thanks to Max Baucus, the lonely senior Democratic senator from Montana, who got a lot of attention for his Gang of Six negotiations in the Senate Finance Committee. But when he unveiled his bill, it wasn't very popular. See if you can hear the boos as Obama refers to it yesterday at the University of Maryland.
Yesterday, the Finance Committee and the leadership of Max Baucus put out its own bill. Each bill has its strengths, and there are a lot of similarities between them.
Yikes. What's a Max Baucus to do, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent? First of all, the details in the bill that might be motivating even Democrats to do some booing there. What do you know?
Yeah, well, the big one, good morning, John. The big one is the public option. We've been talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. That was something that the Democrats really, really wanted. It's a form of government-sponsored health care, and they think it is the way to put a check on, in their eyes, the big evil insurance companies. Baucus did not deliver on that. In fact, never even really tried. And there are other things in this bill as well. What it does for doesn't do enough in Medicaid. Democrats don't like it. Doesn't do enough for the middle class. Doesn't have big enough subsidies for low income and poor people.
When you say doesn't do enough on Medicaid, you mean extending Medicaid?
Extending Medicaid. Right. It extends it from 100% of poverty to 133.
I see.
Which for Republicans is way, way too far. They don't want it extended at all. For people on the left and for Barack Obama's base that you just heard booing, it's not anywhere nearly enough. So he did, you know, a little bit of sympathy for Max Baucus. He has a very wide chasm to bridge. The parties are polarized on health care, and it was his job to come up with something that would, you know, trying to come up with something that would satisfy everyone. He basically came up with something that would satisfy no one. But there's a lot of history between Baucus and the left too that's coming out here.
Well, Todd, Bob Shrum just said a moment ago, and I think you heard it, that Baucus essentially came up with what the Republicans offered back in '94, and now all the Republicans are rejecting it. Do you buy that?
I buy it to an extent. I think Bob Shrum is right that the political imperatives for Republicans to oppose Obama on health care are stronger than anything they could contribute to reform that they could take credit for. But, you know, it's not just that Baucus came up with something from 94 that's Republican-like that the left hates. You know, this goes back to so many other issues. Remember the big Bush tax cuts, 2001, you know, $1.4 trillion in tax cuts? Baucus not only voted for it, Baucus stood over Bush's shoulder as he signed it when he was, you know, still in charge of the, you know, still in charge of the Finance Committee. It drove the left crazy. They, you know, you read the internet, words like traitor, treason. It drove them nuts. Baucus was instrumental in getting the Part D Medicare prescription drug benefit passed. Democrats wanted the benefit, but they saw it as a huge giveaway to who? Private insurance companies, right? So there's so much history here between Baucus and the left. They've been clamoring to get him stripped out of the Finance Committee for ages. I don't think that's ever going to really happen because it violates the seniority rules in the Senate. Not the rules, but the unwritten seniority rules in the Senate. When you hear those boos, there's a long simmering animosity from those Obama Democrats for Baucus that's about the health care bill and about a lot more.
Which may be why this bill really didn't advance much in the 8 weeks. I mean, the version that we see is not much different from what originally they were supposedly talking about. It was a lot of posturing from the beginning. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
So Congress hasn't come up with a plan for dealing with too big to fail on Wall Street. Why not? Louise Story will tell us.
Go, 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 Todd Zwillick.